Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Every Wednesday, Jacaranda FM.
This morning's story is about 13-year-old Kyle Lessing. He was a fit, healthy cricket player when he had a heart attack during a match representing his school. Last called Dr. Arvin Kha on the West Strand. While Kyle was telling his coach that he didn't feel well, he collapsed. He stopped breathing and one of his teachers immediately started CPR. It took 20 minutes to get his heart beating again when the ambulance arrived. Our guest in studio this morning, his mom, Charlene Lessing, and his sister, Chloe. Thank you so, so much, both of you, for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
What happened with Kyle?
Oh, this is going to be hard to relive this whole day now. So basically dropped him off at school.
Yeah.
Was happy-go-lucky, ready for his cricket match for the day. I received a call in the afternoon while I was still at a client, around about 4 o'clock, saying that my son has collapsed, had a heart attack, is not breathing. It was
a terrible call for a mom to get.
He couldn't breathe for 20 minutes, so he was gone. His teacher, his coach, Meneer Christian Boshoff, gave him CPR for 20 minutes.
I can't believe that.
And then on the last minute, because my kids are in an Afrikaans school, I'm English. On the last minute, he went on his knees and he said, "Ach, liebe Jesus, as a belief." And then when he did that, the last breath came in. And then as I got there, we started loading Kyle into the ambulance. So he was breathing, but there was nothing there. And I have not spoken to him
since then,
3 weeks.
That teacher, you mentioned his name just now.
Meneer Boshoff.
20 minutes.
CPR, yeah. It's a very long time. And I think what people don't realize as well, that if you are doing proper CPR, the person also giving the CPR, it is physically exhausting to keep somebody alive for 20 minutes with your own breath. And it's absolutely incredible.
How's that for perseverance?
Thank you.
How many of us would know that you could keep going?
Just keep on going.
I couldn't.
Yeah. Right.
But I'll tell you one thing, with the support of the school, Meneer Hihu is the principal of law school, Dr. Amrha, and he's implemented that all teachers will go do CPR training and everybody will understand what to do in these situations, which is a good thing, you know.
Of course.
Something good came out of that.
So he's still in hospital, obviously, and what are they telling you? How does a healthy young 13-year-old boy on a sports field suffer a heart attack?
The heart attack, we still don't know how he's got that, okay? We're still at that point, we don't know.
Okay.
But I can tell you from my day one, because I phone the hospital every morning, religiously, 8:30.
Mm.
I'm there from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock every single day. Right now, I'm not working. My company has been kind enough to say to me, go be with your son, we've got you.
Mm. That's fantastic.
Yes. So, from day one, he's had seizures.
Mm.
And it's been multiple, sometimes up to 7-8 seizures a day since the heart attack. And we managed to, on God's day number 7, the seizures stopped.
Hmm.
Seizures have started again and are continuing, but last night he didn't have. His fevers are so spiked and so high, it's sometimes 42.
Sure.
So I've got to a point now, I've made best friends with all those nurses and all the doctors.
And Sister Chloe, are you missing your brother?
A lot.
Yeah, of course. And you also have to be there for yourself and your mom.
Mm.
Hey, it's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
What are you doing in the meantime?
I'm helping my mom in the house, supporting her. And I go lay with her at night just to make sure that she's okay.
Oh, shame, man. Are you okay?
It's hard to be okay, but I have to be for mom.
More Good Morning Angels coming up. Let's get those angels together and see if we can make a difference. Good morning.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Every Wednesday, Jacaranda FM.
Oh boy, talking about angels, 13-year-old Kyle Lessing was playing cricket. He had a heart attack. One of his teachers immediately started CPR, and it took 20 minutes to get his heart beating again when the ambulance arrived. In studio, his mom and his sister. Mom Charlene, you seem to be very in touch with the doctors and the nurses at the hospital. Am I right?
No, that's my next job now. I'm telling you, and I'm done with Kylie and his home and everything. I'm going to go show them what I can do that. Oh, I've already been mastering it, picking up this, putting a nurse's thing on, wiping his face,
no.
Cleaning.
Oh, no. Okay.
But I also want to explain to you guys that during this whole process with Carl, because he had no oxygen for 20 minutes, he has now suffered HIE, which is hypoxia.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. He's got some sort of brain damage, and we don't know what level he's on. So the CT scan is booked for this week. So once we can kind of get through to the whole body and find out, you know, waking him up and getting him there, we can see what level his brain is on.
So, and that's going to change your home life as well, to a certain extent.
Look, I'm prepared to do, I don't care. Mm. If it's God's will, it's God's will. Okay, wherever he wants Carl in life, but I just want him alive. And I want him home.
From what I'm gathering, I don't know, but you're a single mom? Single working mom?
Yes, I'm a single mom. All my kids' lives.
There's only so hope us here now, hope us.
It's your friend Jaden. I really miss you. It just feels empty without you at school.
Is your friend Monique? Ach, but I think the stilte is greater as what a mens can verduidelik. En ons bid regtig dat jy so gauw gesond word. Jy is 'n ongelooflike seun en jy het so diep liefde vir jou mama en vir jou sussie.
I must guess that there would be a loss of income.
So I work on commission.
Oh no.
Right, so this month I've been okay. I had one of my colleagues. He's gone and helped me to kind of get a bit of a salary in this month.
Well, something I want you to have this morning, we're going to give 50,000 rand towards those expenses.
Thank you.
And another 50,000.
No.
Just a bit of assistance. And you can't say no.
Yeah, you can't say no. You know. Yeah, yes, it's definitely the answer.
Because I know that you're going to need money to future-proof the home or whatever it is, also towards lack of income, loss of income and stuff there. And we just want to get Kyle
home.
Back home.
Yeah.
Let's get Kyle back home. It's been too
Can
long.
Can I tell you what I would do with that first?
Yes.
I have to get back to work and I want to be with Kyle at night. So my goal here is to get Kyle back in whatever form God allows.
Yes.
And to have a day nurse that I can afford for 3 months.
Yes.
And whatever he needs, like medication or whatever, everything that's there is only for Carl.
Mm.
Okay, the rest, me and her make a way. I mean, we've, just the three of us, we've fought.
Mm.
Okay, and we've always made a way. We've always been blessed. Mm. But he, that money is going to be for that nurse.
He also needs the two of you to look after yourselves.
Yes,
yeah.
We do.
Remember that.
We break at night. We fight during the day.
Okay.
So, and the nurses know me there. I've got to such a point, I said, I'm watching you. No earphones in the hospital. No shouting. He's got a brain thing. He's got to relax.
You should go into sales.
Yeah.
Good job, Angels. Good job.
Good job.
Kyle.
Yes,
come home.
Absolutely.
Come home,
he's
Kyle.
Come home.
Feel good mornings start here.
Good morning.
I was in.
And you're. I'm Jochi. Sanibonani.
Breakfast with Martin Bester on your number one feel good station, Jacaranda FM.